Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, radio listeners. This is Joy and Peace Outreach coming to you. Your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. And today we're going to be talking about love. Right now, I'm going to say a prayer, and I will have to leave the air a little bit earlier to doing a funeral today. So, oh, gracious Father, we come this morning the most humblest way we know how. Lord Jesus, we come in lifting up each and every person that has in tune to Joy and Peace Outreach this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to meet them at their needs right now, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go further into the word on love today, dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that I say or something that had been mentioned that would help somebody draw someone closer to how to love and the different types of love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. For today, love. God's greatest attribute is love. Love describes what God is and how he feels about us, that he desired to be with us and have an eternal union with us. God's command that we love him and one another. It is through loving him that we discover how much we are loved by him. And then we are able to pass that love on to others. Love is the soul's greatest need, and even our health is better when we know we are loved. Love brings security and calms us. Every other virtue has love at its foundation. Today we are talking on the topic of love. God is love. If God has touched us with his love, the result will be love flowing through us to others. When we realize the depths of his love, our heart longs to show that kind of love to those around us. Faith connects us to love. God gave us faith as a means of getting in touch with his love. For once we have that love, we can pass it on to others. Love is greater than faith because the end is greater than the means. What is the use of having faith? It is to connect a soul to God. And what is the object of connecting man with God? That he may become like God. But God is love. Hence, faith, the means, is in order to love the end. Love, therefore, obviously is greater than faith. If I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. God's desire for love from us is not primarily for his benefit, but for ours. One of his deepest desires is that we know his love. And somehow when we take action to love him, it is then we discover just how much he loves us. God wants us to love him. Not because he is greedy for love, but because when we are devoted to loving him, we get in touch with his powerful, everlasting love for us. When we do, we cannot contain it, and it overflows to others. God's promise of eternal love, and I'm going to read that from Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that nothing can even separate us from his love. Death can't and life can't. The angels won't, and all the power of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. We're still talking about love today. Our fear for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our love, Jesus Christ, when he died for us. Drawing near to God for love We sometimes fear drawing close to God, who is the source of love. Yet, when we finally choose to draw near, what a wonderful discovery we make. We are loved completely. For years, I was afraid to approach you, afraid you'd disappoint or even declare me unacceptable. When I finally sought you, I discovered you was tender, compassionate, loving. Now, instead of fear, during my life's purest moment, I feel secure, embraced, totally accepting, and completely loved by you, Jesus. Love tests and truth. God's commandments are guidelines for our lives. While all of the commandments are important, do you know if anyone is the most important? And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's found in the Word of God in Matthew 22:35-39. What a grand thing to be loved. What a grandiose thing still to love. We're still talking about love today. And John 15:12 says, love one another as I have loved you. Love is most important. If we want to determine a list of our accomplishments, we need to put at the top of the list what is the quality of love in our life, what God used to measure our life. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have a pathetic power and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hang on my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Remember, we are talking about love today. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoice in truth. It bears all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecy, they will come to an end. And as for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the particular will come to an end. The word say, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. The word say, although I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And the word of God said, and now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these three, is love. You will find that in the word of God in 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. Loving obedience. When we love Jesus, how we should act become clear. Even when we feel tempted to do the less than loving things, we can remember his love for us and follow his example. So when he tells us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, we know that only by such obedience do we really show our love. Sure, there are difficult people we find hard to love. That's when we let Jesus love through us until our own love develops. That would be situations where it would be easier to fudge a bit on our corners, but our love for Jesus holds us to keep his commandments. Had you ever thought about true love? True love is not based on our outer appearance. It goes deeper and is a matter of the heart. Sometimes love is tested to see if it is real. It's inspiring when someone passed the test. Had you thought about writing love letters? When loved ones are separated by distance or death, the heart grieves. Love letters help bridge the gap and make us feel a little closer to the one we have lost. But they are only lost for now, not forever. Many waters cannot quench the flame of love. Neither can the flood drown it. We're still talking about love today. It is someone that you love deeply right now. Have you told them today how much you really love them, how you care about them? It's time you let someone know how you love them, how you really feel. Jesus loved everyone. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Now just think, how much does God love you today? How much does God love you? He loves you enough to let you go. He loves you enough to let you hit bottom. He loves you enough to let you come back. He loves us so much that he runs to meet you. That's how much God loves you. When he woke you up this morning, he loved you. He started you on your way. He still loved you. No matter what you did today, that you can come back and repent to him, he still loves you. He never stopped loving you. God loves come with open eyes, open arms, and an open heart. Can we take the risk of loving our neighbors with God kind of love? Yes, we can. You to love your neighbor. When neighbors don't measure up to our expectations, we can go to God for a change of heart. With his example and assistance, we can love our neighbors as God wants us to. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Have you tried loving the unlovable? Sometimes people cross your path, and no matter what you do to try to love them, it seems like they turn you away. But we are naturally drawn to beautiful, kind, and loving people. Mature love knows how to love those who seem unlovable, those who seem incapable of giving us anything in return for our love. This kind of love is heaven's love. It's not hard to love those who spark the diamond people in the world. The real test of loving is being able to love those who, like pieces of coal, those in diamonds in the rough, who might get us dirty. But if we love them, even so, with enough positive pressure from love, one day they'll be diamonds too. And you know, we have to love even the wicked. God stretched our heart's capacity when he tells us to love our enemy. That's what the Word of God says. Loving them proves that we belong to God, for He loves everyone, no matter what they have done. The Word of God says, love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them, and don't be concerned about the fact that they won't repay. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as sons of God, for He is kind to the unthankful and to those who are very wicked. You can find that in the Word of God in Luke 6 and 35. Romans 8, 38 and 39 say, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are still talking about love today. John 14 and 21 says, Jesus said, He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Also in the Word of God, 1 John 4 and 12 say, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. We are still talking about love today. Departed love. When we grieve for lost loved one, we grieve for ourselves. Let us celebrate that those who have gone home to heaven must know the full essence of God's true love. Love today is loving like Jesus. Loving like Jesus is not something that happens automatically. It is not something that's easy or natural. It is learned through the trials of life. Often I said, I want to be like Jesus, or I want to love like Jesus. And I know many of you in radio audience have said that very same thing. And he was despised and rejected by men and women of sorrow and familiarity with suffering. That's taken from Isaiah 55 and 3. If I truly want to love like Jesus, I must be willing to be despised and rejected, to be subject to sorrow and suffering. This is training ground for loving like Jesus. Recently, I did something I believe was loving toward a person in trouble, but another person looked on and decided what I had done was evil and unloving, and she made sure she told me something. How dare she tell me I was evil and unloving. I ridiculed her for lack of experience as a judge of my action. I let her know that I thought she was spiritually blind and rationally stupid. How did I respond to her verdict of you unloving? By being unloved, how did I respond to her determination that what I believe God called good, she called evil? With evil, I see how far I have to go to love Jesus. Repeatedly, he faced people who told him the good he did was evil. He never responded in any other way but with love. And that's what we have to do today. No matter what come up against us, who talk about us, who say thanks, who ridicule us, we still have to respond with love to them. Every day I face tests in love. If I respond in love as Jesus would, I passed. If I don't, I fail. Lord, today I ask that you give me enough grace to respond to rejection with love, just like you did. You know, you're thinking about love. We have love and mercy. Even though we may call ourselves loving, often we justify an action by saying, he or she deserved that. When someone come against us with evil and we respond with good, we all show mercy. And that's what God wants us to do today. In Colossians 3:14, it says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Above all these things, put on charity, which is love, which is the bond of perfectness. Also in 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, abided faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, which is love. Callers, we are talking about love today. And I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am. When I am with you, I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for the part of me that you bring out. I love you for putting your hands into my heap of heart and passing over the foolish, weak things that you can't help dimly see there, and for drawing out into the light all the beauty belonging. I love you because you are helping me to make of the lumber of my life. I love God. Do you love God today? To love brings happiness through God's eyes. We reflect the goodness of God. Most when we love others, it is life highest and sometimes more difficult to go. A loving friend. Friend, you can give so much to me. A listening ear. A soothing voice. A caring heart. A helping hand. A healing hug. A cheerful smile. You tell that thanks for being a loving friend. When you have loving friends, when we see our enemies from God's perspective, compassion follows. For he has seen the sorrow in their heart that have caused them to behave in such a manner. He longs to reach out to these people and comfort them. And he sometimes uses our hands to do it. Love and friendship. A healthy friendship enchant our lives. We're still talking about love. What a blessing to have someone who wants to share all our joy and sorrow. We should continually strive to be the kind of friend God would like us to be and the kind of friend that he would like to have. A friend loved at all times. That is taken from Proverbs 17:17. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. That's taken from John 15:13. God is love. We are measured by love. We do not naturally love like God does, but we can desire to grow in demonstrating his love to others each and every day, no matter where we go, to the grocery store, at church, with others, we can show that love that Christ have given us to share with others. Our desire to grow in love in spite of the struggles we will undoubtedly encounter. We're going to encounter struggles in this life. But it can be measured by the growth of love, and love itself is to be measured in its progress. The state of perfected love is incompatible with distrust. When the heart is first awakened to affection, it is disturbing. The heart begin to love is like a bay into which the stair draw tight. Sometimes love means letting go. One of the hardest things about loving someone is when we must helpless watch wrong decision and tear life lesson the hard way. Every parent knows the act of watching the children we love make foolish choices. And the word of God says from 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, charity suffers long and it is kind. Charity envy not, charity vaunted not itself. It's not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. It's not easily provoked, thinking no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear it all things, believe it all things, hope it all things, and do it all things. Charity never fails. John 14:23 say, Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. 1 John 4:7, we're still talking about love today. I'm trying to get you to see how much it is to love and to get that love deep down inside of you. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and know God. Matthew 5:44-45 says, Jesus said unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. We're still talking about love today. There's love in marriage, romance, passing on God's love. God does not love us so that we can bore his love for ourselves. His desire that we pass it on to others by preaching the joy of his love. We improve the lives of those around us and our own lives in the process. Learn how to pass love on today. I wish for you, my friends, this happiness that I found. You can depend on him, it no matter where you bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want my world to know. The love of the Lord of love have come to me. I want to pass it on. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together for Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserved the stranger. He relieved the fatherless and widows. We're still talking about love today. And I will have to go off a little earlier today due to me doing a funeral. But there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that covereth the transgressor seek love, taken from Proverbs 17:9. Hear me speedy, O Lord, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. So today, listeners, remember a little bit of what I said on love. Love yourself. Self-love has gotten the bad name of being the same thing as selfishness. If you cannot love yourself, however, it is particularly impossible to love others. But how can you tell the difference between self-love and selfish? As individuals come to understand that the Creator, God of the universe, is their lovely Heavenly Father. So today, until next week, share love with someone. Let someone know how much you love them, how much you care about them. And until next week, I love each and every one of you that have tuned in to Joanne Peace Outreach today. This is your host, Minister Sadie Elliott. And keep encouraging yourself.
Your